39 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." I'll tell you what, friend, it is always good to be reminded of that truth and that reality, that you and I were created in the image of God, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. How about that? Hey, happy Sunday. Yep, here we are, this 11th day of September 2016. It's Joey Kroll with you. Welcome to Sunday worship here on Great News Radio. And yeah, we focus on Jesus. Yep, he is, it's all about him. He's at the mieras, that's Greek for in the middle of this program. And I'll tell you what, looking forward to our fellowship today. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I think you'll be blessed today. Got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one from The Chosen Ones. It's Come As You Are here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. And all those who've strayed, come sit at the table. Come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. Heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal.
that's right, friend. Come as you are. There is room for you at the foot of the cross. That's the chosen ones, and come as you are. Well, so good to fellowship with you today on this Sunday, and it's Joey with you on Sunday worship. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people today choose to set their sights, and often their standards, really low. I guess maybe because they're afraid that if they have high expectations and things don't work out, they'll be crushed with disappointment. It can be in anything, in a job, it can be in a relationship, but who wants to go through life not hoping for the best? Friend, if that's you today, can I share a secret that I've learned that helps me avoid disappointment? Instead of putting my confidence in people and myself, we should put our confidence in the Lord. The Bible is filled with His promises to me and to you, and I've never been disappointed with a single one, by the way. So I encourage you today, as we begin a brand new week tomorrow, set your sights pretty high. No matter what happens, no matter what happens, friend, you're in the care of a mighty, mighty God. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. That's right, friend. It is all about Jesus. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. It's Joey Kroll with you. And was it the other week? I think it was Springfield hosted a welcome home celebration of local Olympian Ryan Held. As you know, he was the American freestyle swimmer at the Olympics this past month. Actually, from Springfield. Got the gold, by the way. And who doesn't like a good celebration or a good party? Really. People celebrate their local champions. Individuals celebrate losing those 10 extra pounds. Praise the Lord. But, you know, those are great reasons to celebrate. Amen. But have you ever been invited to a party? Think about this. For a person who apologized for doing something wrong. I know it seems a little weird, but there's a story in God's Word of a giant party held for a young man who decided to start living a better life. He was the prodigal son. And Jesus shared that story to show the kinds of things that God celebrates. Maybe no one has ever thrown a party for you when you turned over a new leaf, but I'm sure God did. He rejoices in your victories, large and small, friend. And when we turn our lives toward Him, we bring God joy. So have you given Him a reason to celebrate today?
to the Lord. All who are weary, come to the Lord. Come and find rest. Come to the Lord. Hearts that are yearning, come to the Lord. Come and be blessed. For in His presence, His joy overflows. Hope for the heart, strength for the soul.
That's right. Come, let us worship the Lord. Shannon Wexelberg right here on this Sunday. Thanks so much for listening. to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. Look us up on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. And I'll tell you what, life can be really discouraging at times. If I can be brutally honest with you, it can be really discouraging. It will just leave you down and out if you let it. And maybe you're going through a season right now. Maybe there's more stuff on your plate than plate. And if that's you today, friend, can I encourage you from God's word? Matthew 19:26, but Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
I give you
Oh, yes, friend, I pray that is the desire of your heart this morning, to give him your heart. In fact, he owns it all, so we might as well give him our all. Amen. Well, it's Joey Kroll with you here on Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And if you happen to be in the Decatur area today, I encourage you to come visit my church, Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur. I serve there as the senior pastor. Our morning service starts at 10. Hope you can make that if you're able to do so. But if you're not, I hope you are able to get connected with a local church and grow in your relationship with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hey, coming up tomorrow, be sure to tune in to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Mark will help you get through your Monday. We need that little extra dose to help us start our week on the right foot. Amen. So be sure to tune in 7:32 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning. Well, friend, until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.